Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 730, a podcast that, by the grace of God, we have been doing for many years now. As always, it is so good to be with you today to encourage you to pray in times like these. Today, I would like to begin by sharing with you a poem. As I always do, titled Receive, O Lord in Heaven Above by Francis C. Burkitt. Receive, O Lord in Heaven Above, our prayers and supplications pure. Give us a heart all full of love and steady courage to endure. Thy holy name our mouths confess, our tongues, our harps to praise thy grace. Forgive our sins and wickedness, who in this vigil seek thy face. Let not our song become a sigh, a wail of anguish and despair. In loving kindness, Lord Most High, down all the way. In loving kindness, Lord Most High, receive tonight our evening prayer. O raise us in that day that we may sing, where all thy saints adore. Praise to thy Father and to thee, and to thy Spirit evermore. Ladies and gentlemen, the simple purpose of this podcast/broadcast is to motivate, to encourage you, to challenge you, to exhort you, and yes, if you will, to motivate you to just pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast and radio broadcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. The truth is, you do not have time not to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. If I can encourage you to just pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, your church, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God, the Bible. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 4, which reads, "And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And they said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left." Beloved, allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. Two things are urged to Isaiah to engage his prayers for them. First is their fears of the enemy. Never were such a king and kingdom so trampled on and abused as we are. It is a sword in our bones to hear them reproach our confidence in God and say, "Where is now your God? Our cause is good, our people are faithful, but we are quite overpowered with numbers. The children are brought to the birth. Now is the time, the critical moment when, if ever, we must be relieved. One successful blow given to the enemy would accomplish our wishes. But alas, we are not able to give it. There is not strength to bring forth. Our case is deplorable and calls for speedy help. We are ready to perish. If thou canst do anything, have compassion upon us and help us." Beloved, today our featured prayer motivator quote is from David Wilkerson. He said, "After much prayer, careful study, and reliance on the Holy Spirit, I have concluded this about Christ's intercession for us. Jesus died on the cross to purchase peace with God for me, and he is in heaven now to maintain that peace for me and in me through his intercessory prayer. Amen, somebody. My personal encouragement for you today is this. Here are four benefits that I have personally received from prayer to God over the past almost 40 years of praying to God, and that I know you can receive as well. Number one, prayer to God will deliver you from temptation, evil, and sin. Number two, prayer to God will protect you from hurt, harm, and danger. Number three, prayer to God will deliver you out of bad situations and trouble. And number four, prayer to God will do things for you exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. Our prayer motivator devotional today, beloved, is titled Prayer. Prayer is essential to your relationship to God. Part 2, from the fine book, The Weapon of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. If you enjoy this podcast, if you appreciate this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast at this time. And the title of the book, which this one comes out of, I believe, is The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The Lord, along with the Bible and prayer and the Holy Spirit of God, the Lord used such writers as E.M. Bounds to help teach me the power of prayer when I was a very young Christian. And I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, God's movement to bring Israel from Egyptian bondage had its inception in prayer. Thus early did God and the human race put the fact of prayer as one of the granite forces upon which his world movement were to be based. Hannah's petition for a son began a great prayer movement for God in Israel. Praying women whose prayers, like those of Hannah, can give to the cause of God men like Samuel. Amen, somebody. Do more for the church and the world than all the politicians on earth. Men born of prayer are the saviors of the state, and men saturated with prayer give life and impetus to the church. Under God, they are saviors, if you will, and helpers of both church and state. Wow. We must believe that the divine record of the facts about prayer and God are given in order that we might be constantly reminded of him and be ever refreshed by the faith that God holds his church for the entire world, and that God's purpose will be fulfilled. His plans concerning the church will most assuredly and inevitably be carried out. That record of God has been given without doubt, that we may be deeply impressed that the prayers of God's saints are a great factor, a supreme factor in carrying forward God's work with facility and in time. When the church is in the condition of prayer, God's cause always flourishes and his kingdom on earth always triumphs. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. When the church is in the condition of prayer, God help us, God's cause always flourishes, and his kingdom on earth always triumphs. When the church fails to pray, God's cause decays, and evil of every kind prevails. In other words, God works through the prayers of his people, and when they fail to pray, when they fail him at this point, decline and deadness ensue. It is according to the divine plans that spiritual prosperity comes through the prayer channel. Amen, somebody. Praying saints are God's agents for carrying on his saving and providential work on earth. Can somebody say amen? If his agents fail him, neglecting to pray, then his work fails. My God, help us. Praying agents of the Most High are always forerunners of spiritual prosperity. We're not talking about financial prosperity, but spiritual prosperity. Are you experiencing that? Spiritual prosperity? Wow. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast/broadcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God in heaven, help us to be men and women, boys and girls of prayer. Give us your grace, your strength, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray early and late, and to pray without ceasing, so that your work will flourish. Souls will be saved every day. Lives will be changed. Christians will be revived and brought out of their backslidden state. And your holy name will be glorified, and Jesus Christ exalted. And now, Lord, we pray over the prayer list we normally pray over. We, during this podcast, for Lord, we never want to just talk about prayer and not pray. We pray collectively, we pray individually for the following things. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior. We pray for over 3 million Christians to get back to their first love, including us. We pray for over $3 million to come in to fund the ministry around the world and to help other ministries around the world who are crying out to us for help. And Holy Father God, we pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for an awakening to take place in this country. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all, and your wisdom and knowledge and direction for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries. We pray now, Lord, for three people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Brother Justice, for strength, power, wisdom, and grace for the work, that more souls would be saved, and that your kingdom would be lifted up. Please bless him with a car for his ministry there in Africa. We pray for an anonymous request. Please give them financial blessings and good health and save them. We pray for Roshane. Please help her to do well in all her exams and work. We pray, Holy Father God, now for the following people who have gotten saved through the ministry. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen these in the faith. We pray that you would confirm them in the faith and have them to grow in the faith to become the strong, spirit-filled, Bible-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Christy in the Philippines, love in India, and confidence in Nigeria. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision, and we pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Funami, Michelle, and Latanja. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you are listening today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sins as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from hell today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin always. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin, and our soul goes to hell if we don't trust Christ as Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted Christ as Savior, you are on the road to hell right now. You don't have to do anything else wrong. You're already going there. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Hell is an awful place, but I have some good news for you regarding that. You can be saved from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," his name is Jesus Christ, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So in order to be saved from sin that causes hell and hell itself, all you have to do is just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. And I will be glad to lead you in prayer. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Repeat after me and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done wrong in my life. Just repeat after me. I don't understand, not the audience. I don't understand everything, but I do know that I have sinned against you. And I understand from what was presented to me today that because of my sin, I am headed to that awful place called hell without you. So for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life for the rest of my life on into eternity. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, until next time, remember, dear friend, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.